Darren, not a bad way to end a run of defeats, come back from 2-0 down against the leaders of the division.
Yeah, very unlucky not to get the win. You know, I thought we dominated the game, the majority of the game. Again, we came out, you know, we started brightly, Mike. And, you know, just two sloppy goals that we give away. We were on top, you know, just against the run of play. We have to cut that out. But we will do. We have a stern word, you know. The thing about it is the players, you know, when you give them information, they take it on board. And again, you know, today. But I thought it was fantastic character from 2-0 down, digging back and get a point. But as you say, Mike, and rightly so, it puts an end, you know, the losing streak, shall I say, you know.
Does it annoy you that you were 2-0 down in the first place?
Yeah. Yeah. And the manner in which we were, Mike, I would see through it if we started poorly. And, you know, there can maybe have been an excuse in there for that, but we didn't. We started brightly. We started on the front foot. And then, as I say, two breakaway goals, and when we're 2-0 down. But listen, they've got, you know, they're top of the league. They've got quality in the side. They can hurt you, especially from set pieces. I thought we were undone, especially the second goal, in doing that. Or not, but probably more so the first goal, because of that little bit of quality. And and then, to be honest, it's two goals, Mike, that could have been very easily avoided.
Substitutions seemed particularly effective today, and things did seem to perk up a lot after Big Kamsup came on with, what, about 20 minutes left?
Yeah, well, he's, you know, it's, you're freshening things up, because the players are out and they're giving their all. They're giving their, you know, their very best for the team. And again, when you bring players in to freshen it up, you know, it's you want to have that positive impact and still go for the game, you know. It was the same even when we scored in the 89th minute. We still wanted to go and win the game. But again, it's one of those when you can see with their manager, he tried to slow the game down because he knew we were dominating. He wanted to slow it down. He wanted them players to take their time in doing things. Which you know was evident to see, but again, you know, again, great character to us. We never give up. We kept battling through, and we got that 89th minute equaliser.
Now, how are things going with strikers? Because Chris Amadi's left.
Yeah.
He wasn't cutting the mustard for you.
Do you know what? It's not about cutting the mustard, Mike. To be honest, he's the type of striker I need. Don't get me wrong. There's aspects of your play that you could work on. But at the end of the day, I just felt that he let his teammates down. He let us down in aspects of the things that he was doing. And at the end of the day, you know, you can rest assured one thing: we're professional about what we do. But we don't want, you know, to set the wrong example to the players. You know, because I think if you slack off as a manager, you know, players will tend to slack off. And at the end of the day, you know, there's situations that, you know, obviously they'll be internal. But, you know, for reasons that, you know, I felt affected and almost, brought disrespect to the players. I just had to take action.
Ayrton Bevins was substituted soon after half-time. Was that tactical or was he hurt?
No. To be honest, Ayrton for me is a match winner. He got it in the first half. As you can see, he was limping around, but we had to take him off, you know, because he was struggling. For me, Ayrton's a match winner. Ayrton for me is the one you want to keep on, because you know if anything comes in the box, Ayrton will be there to put it away.
We're hearing stories that other local clubs have been putting in 7 days for him.
I mean, yeah.
Do you know anything about that? Are you confident he'll stay?
I do. I am confident he'll stay, because he, again, and this is the thing that annoys me. I'm not going to lie, Mike, and I'm probably going to start getting into one now. But it just baffles me how so easy it can happen, you know, where players can put 7 days in for a player and do it. But, you know, when you have one club putting, you know, 7 days in for two, three of your players, you know, do you take that as a compliment? Maybe so, that they're playing well. But at the end of the day, I just think I don't think it's very good, you know. And I feel very strongly about that. You know, we're trying to build something here. We want stability. We want to, you know, we do things right. We do things professionally. We work very hard at what we do. You know, myself and the staff. You know, it's a full time job in the first team. You know, because I want to do things right. I want to bring in the personnel. We work extremely hard on the recruitment side. You know, again, that will hopefully come evident within the next couple of weeks.
So there could be some new signings.
Absolutely. We're always on the lookout. Yeah. We're always on the lookout to improve the team. in all aspects, you know, and that's something we will do every day. Until we fail, we've got the right personnel.
And the equalising goals, we mentioned strikers, but both your goals came from people at the back and the equaliser from Andy Pearson.
Yeah, and that's the thing again, you know, we didn't get frustrated with the game and we kept battling on, we kept, you know, one day, it's like when we get the equaliser, we wanted to go for the win, we didn't want to sit back and just soak it up, we wanted to really give it a good go. And I just thought, again, the boys were excellent, bar that spell where we just gave away them two goals, it just, you know, I just thought we were superb.
Something to build on for Tuesday in Prescott Cables.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're always building, you know, we always want to make our wrongs the right, Mike, you know. And again, at the end of the day, and I said, and you know, yeah, I'm not going to lie, you know, it's been a horrible 8 days. And, you know, again, I feel for the supporters. You know, you'll have some supporters are a little disgruntled, but to be quite honest, there's, I personally believe there's nobody they'll get than me, you know, in terms of, you know, the work ethic that I have to take this club forward. You know, you can rest assured that come the end of the season, we'll be nowhere near where we are now. And at the end of the day, I'm giving me all for the team. I also, you know, class myself as a supporter, and the fact that, you know, at the end of the day, I'm the voice from the, you know, the touchline for them to help them get us back up as high as we can.
Great, thanks.